This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Denver reached a settlement with a couple shot by police with pepper balls during the George Floyd protests. On Monday, Denver City Council approved a payment of $325,000 in damages to Shitario Brown and Brittany King. The lawsuit says officers fired at the couple's car near the Civic Center. King was pregnant at the time of the shooting. The incident was recorded by a bystander, and it went viral. A judge has denied a motion to punish the El Paso County Sheriff's Office for allegedly leaking information to the press about the accused Club Q shooter's criminal history. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Attorneys for Anderson Aldrich argued an article by the Associated Press was evidence enough to prove law enforcement leaked information from sealed court documents. The AP published its article 2 days before records about a 2021 arrest were unsealed, showing 5 felony charges, including one for allegedly making a bomb threat. All charges related to the incident were dismissed, so as is Colorado law, the records were considered non-existent. The judge said that while it was clear a leak happened, there was no proof it came from the sheriff's office. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Lynn Geisinger of Boulder is the new Regional Transportation District Board Chair. She says a priority will be to find new funding for RTD so it can restore more services to the Denver metro area.
Public transit is it's a critical piece of the pie for this region, for both our climate goals and our equity goals.
Legislative leaders also say they want to increase funding for public transportation. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.